these are folks who have undergone torture at the hands of individual governments across the world that are experiencing conflict.
University at Buffalo professor Dr. Kim Griswold is medical director of the Western New York Center for Survivors of Torture. It's been estimated that there are about 15,000 refugees living in our region who have survived torture.
But it's a very difficult thing for them to tell, and it's a difficult thing for the students and for us to hear. But if their case goes through the immigration courts and they are granted asylum, they will be safe, and they will then be able to live here and contribute to our life here in our communities.
Do they describe what's happened to them?
They must actually describe what happened to them, because we have to write that for their case in court. This is very difficult, as you might imagine. So we often take up to 4 hours for a clinical interview and examination. Sometimes we have to break in the middle because they are so upset.
Today at UB's North Campus, training will be provided to local practitioners on how to conduct forensic exams on these survivors. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.